Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. After Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, he headed north to the area of Galilee and made his headquarters in Capernaum, a city by the sea. And one day, Jesus was walking on the shore, and he invited a tax collector named Matthew to follow him. Matthew left his tax booth to follow Jesus, and Matthew wanted his tax collector friends to meet Jesus, so he invited the Lord to his home for a great celebration. The religious leaders were offended that Jesus was having a meal with a hated tax collector, not just one, but many. But they were not the only ones upset. The disciples of John the Baptist wondered why they had to fast while Jesus feasted. Jesus answered their question by likening himself to a bridegroom at a wedding celebration. Here's what he said in Matthew 9:15. Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The day is coming when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Let's think of this name, bridegroom. So the church is the bride of Christ, and one day there's going to be this great celebration. In Revelation, John heard these words. Revelation says this, "Like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, 'Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.' And the angel said to me, 'Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.'" Now here's the question. Have you accepted Jesus? Have you accepted his invitation to follow him? Will you be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting me to follow you. Thank you for reserving a seat for me at the great celebration. Thank you for being the bridegroom who protects and provides for your bride, the church. And Father, if there's anyone listening who doesn't know you, today I pray is the day when they follow you, Lord Jesus, as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. Pray in your name. Amen.